This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line Podcast Network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
I got to be honest. I expected us to do a post game today, me and Big C. But I expected to do one later on tonight, win or lose. I did not expect, like the Arkansas softball team, to not even make it to the regional final and be doing a postgame show around 4 or 5 in the afternoon. But that's where we find ourselves on Sunday. Arkansas falls 6-3 to SEMO. You didn't lose to Kansas State, Louisiana Tech to get eliminated. You lost to the 4-seed SEMO. And I know Andy Sawyers, Trevor Uzel, and that ball club came to play today. But today's loss was about the Arkansas Razorbacks, right? You know how coaches always say, if we do what we do right, we'll win the game, football, basketball, baseball. They did not execute. They did not come through. And the Achilles heel of this team all season long, it wasn't just hitting. It was bringing guys home and scoring position and on base. Another facet of this game today where Arkansas failed. And that's where you find yourselves. As Phil said, the season concluded. You're not going to hear from Phil Ellison and Bubba Carpenter, at least on game broadcasts. Phil's, of course, going to give his full reaction 3 hours tomorrow on halftime. I'm staying tuned in for that. Always enjoy listening to Phil talk about this baseball team, any subject for that matter. But calling it disappointing, there's a bunch of other adjectives and adverbs that will be used. But I think you have to call it what it is. It was a failure. And I realized that Arkansas tied, and technically when I say tied, they won the SEC West. I realized that Dave was just talking about regular season. And I don't, again, I'm this is how I actually feel. Maybe I'll feel differently tomorrow. Again, it just happened. Maybe I'll kind of rationalize my thoughts and come to something different tomorrow. But I really do feel like this team failed. And again, it's hard to justify that when and kind of compartmentalize, that's probably the better word I'm looking for, after a season where you won the SEC West, the toughest division in baseball. But y'all, you didn't even make it to the regional final of your own regional. You were the 5-seed. As you heard Phil say, you were number one for a good chunk of this season. And I know there's going to be a lot of disappointed fans. You're welcome to jump in with us on the McCarty-Daniel Hotline, 877 877-6963. Big C, I'll turn it over to you. How do you feel directly following that loss? And maybe you'll feel differently tomorrow.
Yeah, even after the loss last night, I didn't feel like we just got outplayed or anything like that. I feel like, you know, that one big inning against Hagan Smith was the difference. And I fully expected Arkansas's bats to be there today and at least get a win over SEMO and see what happens against Kansas State.
At least make it to tonight. Yeah, exactly. At least make it to tonight.
Yeah, and that's the most disappointing thing is because you didn't even give yourself a chance, and the bats went cold again against a SEMO pitching staff that's not very good. I mean, they're really not.
No, not.
And, you know, you'd like your chances to again against Kansas State based on the way the game played last night. They really had one good inning, and after huge inning by them against Hagan Smith, it was really, they really didn't do a whole lot after that. And that's what gave me confidence. And you did see the bats last night kind of wake up a little bit. Mm-hmm. You saw some clutch innings. You saw like four or five guys with multiple hits. It wasn't just one person. And that's what gave me confidence. Okay, they're going to wake up and play great baseball today and, you know, maybe have to outslug Kansas State later tonight if they were to make it. And it just didn't happen. That's the most disappointing part. But, you don't even give yourself a chance now. And really, it's just all around disappointing.
Let's take some text and some calls here on the McCarty Daniel Hotline, 877-377-6963. Really appreciate Mock Legal Solutions, Camping World, and Arvest Bank sponsoring not just our Fayetteville regional coverage, but our post-game coverage as well. Chris in Fayetteville with the text. And we're going to, I would guess in the next 48 hours or so, we're going to get a lot of pessimistic texts about this baseball program saying, choked. I told you, before the season, during the season, after the season, and today, that's how he feels about what the baseball team did. This one comes from Dustin in Mansfield. How many more of these unceremonious, early disappointing exits are we going to have before we consider Dave Van Horn's job security? Dave's job security is not in peril. It's not going to be. I do think there will be questions about potential staff changes. I'm not talking about Dave in particular, but I wonder as we continue on. Dave's talked about the continuity before of his coaching staff with Matt Hobbs, Nate Thompson, not just those guys. You think about, I'm forgetting his director of baseball, it's bald guy. I'm blanking on his director of baseball. But there's been some guys that he's had around him for several years now. And you just wonder if an early exit like this maybe causes Dave to rethink his staff. Hunter Yurecek is not rethinking Dave Van Horn as the baseball coach, but definitely some questions I do have. Let's start with Jeff, who's in Evening Shade, Arkansas. I'm going to guess that's in Arkansas. Jeff, welcome into Hog Reaction. What you got for us?
I can tell you that Hunter Yurecek may not be looking at Dave Van Horn's job, but I am.
Okay. Explain.
Because all of this falls back on him. You surround yourself with quality staff, and he has got a pitching coach and a batting coach that have failed miserably. We have had the number one pitching crew in the country, and you couldn't get out of the regional. You couldn't make it to the regional finals. This is an absolute failure. There is no way under the sun that this should have ever happened.
I think a lot of
people. You have to, at a bare minimum, you have to remove Hobbs and you have to remove Thompson because this is a joke. Absolute joke. Dave Van Horn got where he is right now playing small ball, and they've completely abandoned small ball. What has Kentucky done to get to where they are this year? They played small ball.
So you're asking for a complete overhaul in the staff, basically.
Oh, you have to.
Okay.
You have to, because you have had three teams in the last 6 years that have had everything they need to win a World Series come up empty-handed every time. Haven't even made it out of the first round out of two of those seasons.
Okay, Jeff, let me just play devil's advocate, and I'll let you respond to this before we've got three other callers to get to. But you mentioned 3 of 6 years. 2018 College World Series, 2019 College World Series. I guess 2020 was COVID year. That got cut short. And 22 College World Series, you were game out from the final. So how do you justify that take, which I'm not saying is egregious and off, but you referenced a six-year period, which I guess technically is what just in that time frame. How do you justify those appearances and those postseason runs with what you're saying? Because Hobbs and Thompson were a part of those runs too, with maybe the exception of 2018. I think Johnson might have still been here then.
You should have won 2018. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Okay.
Should have won that one. You're one out from winning it, and then you can't even pull it together after you blow that game. You can't pull it together to win the next game.
They weren't going to win that game once the foul ball. Jeff,
this is absolutely miserable.
Well, I'll tell you what. You think, and I don't think you're going to be the only one that's in that camp, but what I would encourage everyone to do, and we appreciate your call, and we'll continue to take them on the McCarty Dana Hotline. We've got a full call board right now, 877-377-6963. What I would encourage you to do is, everyone's hot. They're mad. They're angry. I get it. When I'm listening, I was listening to Phil, listening to Bubba, watching some of it on ESPN Plus, and I was frustrated because I thought the season was about to come in. But again, kind of let things play out this week. And if you still feel that way, then continue to call and text in. I don't know if anything's going to happen with the coaching staff. I really don't. But I do think there are more questions. Again, I want to structure this right. Not about Dave Van Horn, but I wonder after this season if he rethinks the continuity aspect of his coaching staff. All right, let's go to Robert, who's in Fort Smith this afternoon. Robert, welcome into Hog Reaction. What you got for us?
Hey, Todd. I agree with the last call. I'm just going to go failure, but I'm going to, that you guys are bringing up about Van Horn and the winning, get it like this. We are an upper echelon team. We are Georgia. We are an Alabama. In baseball, like they are in football.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia got rid of Mark Rick after 2 seasons. And look what they're doing. I'm not saying we're going to get any better, but they didn't put up with it. And we keep losing in these regions. We lost last year in the region. He's got some of the best players in the nation. It does not make any sense to get beat. What is it? We get out there and we think we got this big A on our chest and we're somebody because we don't lose at home.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get in the regions and get beat.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. First time all season, you've lost a quote-unquote series at home. I know this is a little different format and setup, but you were 33-3 prior to this weekend, so two of your five losses this year came over the course in this season when it mattered. And I think it's also important to point out, and I don't want to put all the blame at someone, but I know he's disappointed with what happened last night, is Hagan Smith. And I know Hagan, if he could have back that three-run shot, I guess it was, he would do anything he can. It's just, I hate to see the way his career has been at Arkansas, where he's had so many success stories. I mean, the Bullard, Texas native has been such a great part of this season last 3 years. Really, he was the best pitcher as a freshman in postseason for you. And I hate it for him that his career ended the way it did last night. Robert, we appreciate the call. We move on to Tristan, who's in Yellville, listening on ESPN 104.3. What's up, Tristan?
Hey, guys. It all comes down to just one thing for me, and I've been watching Hogs baseball for a long time, but I'll get to the point. I'm not after any of the coaches or any of that, but last night watching that game, I don't know if it was just the players or if they were told, but first pitch strikes when the pitcher's throwing a curveball 86, 87 miles an hour down Main Street every time. I mean, we're just standing there, and I don't know if they were told to do that or anything, but I've been watching college baseball since Benny Baseball was playing, and we're consistently at the top every year. And
mm-hmm.
I'm not poking fun at any coaches, but just the first pitch strikes, it just seemed – I didn't even watch today. I was on the golf course keeping up with it on my phone, so I just wanted to hear what y'all have to think about that.
What'd you shoot today, Tristan?
I shot an 84.
Attaboy. Attaboy. I shot a 94. She shot 10 strokes better than me today. Appreciate the call, buddy. Yeah. Again, I'm curious to see. We're obviously getting a lot of negative texts and calls right now, which, listen, I get it. You want to keep sending them in? You want to keep calling us on the McCarty Daniel hotline? It's a free country, and if you want to voice that, that's fine. But I'm curious to see if the sound and the tune changes by the end of the week. All right, Charlie's in Camden, back on the McCarty Daniel hotline. What's up, Charlie?
What's up, guys? Can y'all hear me? Can you hear me good?
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, man, I just frustrating. I will say this. I guess frustrating, disappointed more than anything. I just felt like if Arkansas played the way they were capable, they were getting out of this regional. But, you know, another thing that I think this teaches us is, you know, you look at Vanderbilt getting put out, some of the other SEC teams. I mean,
it's a good point.
From now on, it's no guarantees anymore. And the commentators made like one or two good points all weekend. I tried to mute them out, with Phil and Bubba. But, you know, they did make one point about the portal helping some of these teams, like SEMO. I understand that, you know, we probably shouldn't have lost to them, but look, these guys, at the end of the day, they hit the ball well, and they were better at us. Let's be honest, they were just better than us today. It's as simple as that. And
a lot older too,
you know, a lot older. Yeah, good point too, C Unit. I mean, it just weighed. They were better, more experienced, and Dave brought us something at the end of the at his post game. He said, you know, maybe we need to start getting some better athletes. So looking at getting some speed, and hey, they're playing a little small ball, not relying on getting just home runs all the time. We'll see what happens, though. Anyways, y'all have a good one.
All right, thanks, Charlie. Moving on to Brian, who's in Ozark. What's up, Brian?
Hi, Brian. What's going on, guys?
Nothing much.
I just want to say something, and Ty, you know that I'm an avid Longhorn fan, except Arkansas baseball. And this is what I see from an outsider, because I don't care what else Arkansas does, with the exception of baseball. So those people that want to attack DBH being a top five baseball coach in this country are morons. You know what? Arkansas wouldn't be in this regional without Dave Van Horn. He knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's won 800 games at Arkansas. Think about what they were like 20 years ago, nothing compared to what they are now. So the people that think that he should retire and move on, better watch what you wish for, because if he leaves ever in the next few years, you ain't going to be as good as you are now. He recruits these players. They all come to play for him. They're not coming to play for the University of Arkansas. They're coming to play for the great Dave Van Horn. So, you know, people should kind of watch what they ask for. It's always next year. Yeah, this year, this end of this season sucks, even as a Texas fan. For Arkansas baseball, this sucks. I was hoping to go all the way. I'm not surprised. I saw this in the Mississippi State game. I saw this coming a month ago. Something was going wrong. And, you know, these coaches didn't want to lose. It's not on the coaches. They don't get out there, hit the ball, catch the ball, whatever. These are baseball players been doing it their whole life. It's on these kids. They lost it. Dave Van Horn's more disgusted than anybody else. That's all I got to say, Ty. Have a great day.
Thanks, Brian. Scott with a text on the McCarty Daniel hotline. Brian is the voice of reason. Never thought he would see the day. But, yeah, I think Brian makes some points. And I think Norm to Brian would tell you straightforward that Dave has taken this program to a new level. I think Arkansas is in a weird situation right now with its baseball program, with its fan base. I saw some people really frustrated with the social media post they just put out that said thank you, because this fan base thinks of Arkansas as a championship level program, facilities, coach, just everything that is entangled with it, but you haven't won a championship, right? I think the best comparison that you can make, with the exception of the conference comparison, is Gonzaga, right? I mean, Dave's Mark Few. He's been close to the mountaintop a couple times, hadn't gotten it done. And I mean, wildly, wildly respected in the coaching industry, both Few and Dave Van Horn. But those programs haven't achieved what every other program wants to achieve. And I also think what is a part of the disappointment from Razorback fans is seeing other SEC teams win the College World Series, not just the three recently from the Western Division, but Florida and Vanderbilt and also South Carolina in the last decade or so. I mean, a lot of SEC teams have won national titles lately. Arkansas is just not on that list. All right, the final call before we go to break goes to John in Fort Smith on the McCarty Daniel Hotline. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. Hey, listen, I've coached baseball for 27 years, not at the collegiate level, but at a pretty high level. And one thing I'm not hearing anybody talk about is, listen, you can teach these kids everything they need to know. You can teach them what they need to do at the plate, but ultimately, it's the players that's got to execute. All right, they've got to go up there with a plan. They've got to go up there. I mean, they've got to know what's coming. They've got to, you know, have some kind of plan, and they've got to execute. And the, you know, Van Horn and Thompson and those guys can't do it for them. Bottom line is those guys have to execute. Last night, they had chance after chance with our best hitters up. Couldn't execute. Swinging at bad pitches. Swinging at pitches over their head. Being out in front of the ball. I mean, just on and on and on. I've seen it coming for a while, you know, and so bottom line is, you know, we can point fingers at the coaches and all that, but at the end of the day, these guys, it's on them to execute. And the players would say the same thing. It is up to them to do it. You know, Thompson don't have a bat in his hand, and neither does Van Horn. So, you know, it's up to these guys to execute. That's all I got. Thanks.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
At the end of this copy, I wrote, the road to Omaha starts now. Not going to Omaha this year, unfortunately. And I'm curious, following this week, where our show content goes, because I guess we're 88 or 87 days out from Arkansas football. After this week, I would say that is where our predominant focus is going to shift. I expected baseball to kind of really carry our local shows on Morning Rush, Halftime, Ruskin and Zach. I don't think it's going to be an issue for Ruskin and Zach, but I am curious what we are going to talk about. Moving forward, when it comes to Arkansas sports, again, I think football is going to take up a bit. Scott texted in on the McCarty Daniel hotline. What happened? What the freaking hell happened? Again, there's several issues, right? You ran out of pitching, you felt like. Gage Wood, again, he only gave you 3 innings, 4 hits, 4 runs he gave up. I know Gage was probably disappointing with his outing. You had to throw Faraday in there. You had McIntyre, saw a little bit of Mac, Hewitt, Fouch, Frank. I mean, 6 runs is not a ton. It was really your hitting again that failed you today. You think about what Arkansas had from that production. I guess one guy, Peyton Holt, who started things going with that home run, that solo shot, they couldn't do anything. I really expected, I mean, Hudson White, he's got the bases loaded, bases juiced, and hits a grounder, I guess, second base or short, that was thrown out pretty easily. And I expected Hudson to come through right there, because he has so many other times in the last few weeks. And just another example of Arkansas's their lack of production with guys on base.
They're in the 7th when we had runners at 2nd and 3rd, no outs.
That's another example, Big C.
And didn't score. I mean, that's just really deflating.
It's back. Yeah, it's back, Braden. You're exactly right, Christian. Deflating is a great word to use there, because, I mean, how many times did you start to get some energy, start to get some juice? I know Parker hit that home run late. I know Parker hasn't had the best hitting percentage at the plate over the course of his Razorback career. He seems like a great leader and a great guy that you want in the clubhouse. But that gave him some life, and they just weren't able to capitalize on that. And really, Simo jumped on you early. They had that initial run in the first, got three more runs in the fourth, added another one in the fifth. You didn't score till the fifth inning, till Payton's solo shot. Then you scored two more in the ninth. So really, again, spaced out. Right? Just, I think that when you look at Arkansas's hitting this season, when you come in ranked as the 64th team in batting average in all of the tournament teams, there's no justifying, well, you played SEC pitching. There's no saying, well, it's high caliber competition. You're just the worst hitting team in the tournament, at least by percentage. And when I saw that stat initially, I don't know if I even should have been flabbergasted, but I was. I was like, how is that possible that you had the number one ERA in that? But that just shows you the stark difference of those two teams. And it wasn't just hitting that let you down in the Fayetteville Regional. Trust me, pitching did too. And Dave Van Horn and Matt Hobbs will tell you that that was also a crucial part of why they're exiting before the regional final. Like, to not even make tonight's game against Kansas State, it's just absurd. And I think it's okay to be angry and disappointed, because I know Dave is, and I know that clubhouse is hurting right now. It's like it's a fine line, because it's a combination, like, you know, they're disappointed, and you're not trying to like chastise them and go over the top with these, again, kids. I know they're young men. When you turn 18, you become a young man. But there's still that balance, and I know it's been blurred a little bit because they're getting paid. But there's no one that's hurting more right now than the guys in the clubhouse and that coaching staff. The question is how do you figure it out for next year? And not just to replicate the same regular season success, which you have won five of the last six SEC West titles, which is awesome, but how do you replicate the postseason success that you had in 2018, 2019, and 2022? That's the question. And it might be a hard question that Dave has to ask himself this offseason, Big C.
One thing that's really evident this year, and I've seen evidence in the past, it's like Arkansas baseball does a lot better when maybe the expectations aren't sky high, because the expectations this year were really high, and even David Van Horn admitted, like, he doesn't want the players to feel the pressure. And I know that's kind of hard in baseball, but there's always going to be pressure. But we as the fans, sometimes media puts a lot of pressure on these guys, and a lot of times they just don't live up to it. They just don't respond well to it.
And I don't, if we like polled Arkansas fans, I don't know if the consensus would have been, well, they have to make it to the College World Series final. I know I've talked about the 64-94 2024, and I don't want people to think I'm mad that they lost because of that, because my prophecy, quote unquote, didn't come true. I'm just disappointed for every young man and that coach in that locker room, because they know that they're better than how they played this weekend. But there's also a sense, I haven't got a chance to listen to Dave just yet. I need to go listen to some things. We'll clip some of the stuff during the break of what he had to say, because I think it's important to hear from what your head baseball coach specifically, not just us. But there's a lot. Like, let's take through the pregame, right? Here's what Dave had to say about Simo before the game.
Well, you take away the freshman that leads off for them.
Yeah.
They're really, really old. You know, you're talking seniors and maybe a junior mixed in there. And these kids have been to our ballpark before. They put up numbers all year. They've hit a lot of home run, a lot of doubles. So, you know, they're not intimidated. They're just playing baseball. And they feel like that they can come back and win. They feel like they can beat anybody. And, you know, they've got a good coaching staff. And, you know, one of them played for us here. One of them played for me and coached with me down the road, and they bring a lot of confidence to their players.
I don't think, and I could be wrong, I don't think this team took Simo lightly. I don't know what happened outside of the statistics and what I saw, right? Like, I'm still trying to figure out how you got beat by essentially a midweek team, yeah. Right? I mean, that's what you lost to. You lost to a midweek team for the right to continue on to postseason in your own ballpark. That's really a blanket statement on SEMO. And maybe you could say, well, they're better than the average whatever, but they're a midweek team, period. And we could talk about the connection to Sawyer and Dave all we want, but from a talent standpoint, and I heard Bubba kind of alluding this in the broadcast, You look up and down the roster, pro prospects, the recruiting rankings, it's not close on the two schools, not close. And yet you found yourself on the low side rather than the high side in a 6-3 loss today.
Yeah, I don't know if confidence was the issue today, but the SEMO guys could hit home runs, but it's like they could spray it all over the field, and they seem to get timely hits. It didn't seem like they were all trying to jack home runs. And I'm not saying every player on Arkansas just tries to hit home runs, but a lot of them believe that they're going to go up there and hit a home run, I think, almost every at bat. And that can be a dangerous thing sometimes.
We got a bunch of calls initially on that first segment. I want to peg that up. We got over 500 people watching us right now. We've got tons of other people listening across our four radio stations, plus hitthatline.com, which had over 600,000 listeners this month. I need some more reaction. It shouldn't just be me. It shouldn't just be Christian. We'll get to some of what Dave had to say coming up. I'll read more of these texts, but I want to hear your voice. I want to hear what you think following a 6-3 loss, not to Kansas State, not to Louisiana Tech, but to SEMO. SEMO in.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
In your season.
BetOnline is your number one source for all summer sports, from Major League Baseball, golf, to the NBA and NHL playoff stats. They've got all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Still some text to react to here on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. This comes from Florida, Tim in Palm Beach. He said maybe they realized they would have to travel after the Super Regional, and that he didn't think they would want to travel. Jamie and Van Buren saying that DVH window is closing if it's not already closed. Jamie, let's stay there for a sec, because that's an interesting question you posed, or more of a statement that you posed. I don't think that window's closed, right? Like I'd have to age myself with Johnson, Bianco, and I can't think of Mississippi State's head baseball coach at the top of my head, but I want to say they're like Bianco. I know is probably close to Dave's age. Johnson might be a little younger, but I don't think it's an age thing with him. He's got young guys. I mean, he's not an old guy. He's a younger guy. Hobbs is kind of splitting the difference between those two. But I don't think that it's an age thing with Dave Van Horn. I don't know from a philosophical standpoint, if there's something that he considers changing. You mentioned the speed aspect. Let's actually, before we jump into that, let's hear from Dave. Here is what Dave Van Horn had to say following the loss to SEMO, particularly giving credit to the Red Hawks pitching.
What a great job by SEMO's pitchers today. I mean, they threw four guys at us that really, really located. And, you know, they just, they pitched out of a couple of jams, but starter got them off to really good start, just throwing strikes and, you know, giving their guys an opportunity to get a lead. And probably the tough one for us is we're down 6-1 and we had a leadoff single and a double in the seventh. We, you know, we're thinking if we can cut this lead in half, get it to 6-3 at a minimum that inning, They bring in a reliever and, you know, he gets a ground ball to third, a pop up and another ground ball. We don't score. You know, that was difficult, you know, cause, but you got to give them credit. They pitched us good. They, you know, kept us off balance.
And that was the sequence, Christian, that you referenced earlier, that and not only the bases loaded, bases juiced with Hudson White that came up, I guess that was in the fifth inning, if I remember that right. But that was the part that Arkansas just couldn't capitalize on. And when you put yourself behind like 6-1, like you're talking about, and then you don't follow through, that really hurts. He referenced, he really pointed out Colin Wilma's performance, 4 2/3 innings pitch, only one hit, one run. He was good. And again, it's a kid that doesn't throw that hard that you couldn't seem to hit. How many times have we said that over the course of Arkansas postseason?
Yeah.
The last 10 to 20 years. You never go out against a guy that is throwing 90-something because those guys see it every day in practice. It's when they go up against a guy they don't see in practice every day that throws in like the 80s or in some cases the 70s, and you're not used to it. And they weren't used to Wilma, and he got the better of them for the majority of the outing today.
Yeah, last night on the postgame, I was saying you don't want to come start this game like in a 5-run hole or something like that, 6-1, 6-2, and that's exactly what happened. And they weren't able to mentally, you know, score enough runs to come back. And I think about that was it UAPB this year? They, like you were saying, they seemed to struggle against those type pitchers. That was one of their worst hitting performances, and today was another one of them. You didn't score until the fifth inning. I mean, it was just unacceptable, really.
All right, still taking responses on the McLarty Daniel hotline, 877-377-6963. We're also getting some responses on our video live stream, which you can always watch on Facebook, X, Instagram, Twitch, and what's the last one? YouTube. We'll start with Gary. Gary says, the wait till next year, the moniker of Arkansas athletics. I didn't think you were going to have to wait till next year, to be honest, Gary. Unfortunately, you are going to have to wait till next year. GPS with a pretty strong response saying that Dave Van Horn looks like a clown show after his comments last night and the offense not showing up. Now, GPS, let me ask you something. Do you want your coach to just be, I think we can come back? Or do you want him to be fired up? Do you want him to be inspired? Because that's not just it wasn't a shot at that particular media member. That was a shot to his team. Hey, we got to wake up. We're about to get eliminated. Now, evidently, his team didn't get through to his team based on what happened today. But I didn't have a major issue with last night based on the way they played last night, based on the way that, again, it went. Like, people got mad at Dave for doing that. What do you want him to do? Like, it was like Anthony Edwards the other day, right? He says, we're coming back. We'll see you in Dallas game 6. They lose game 5. Do you want him to say, you know, and I don't know how it's going to go?
Yeah.
You want to have confidence from a coach or player standpoint. And it's like a gotcha moment if it doesn't pan out like that player or coach intended it to. It's not, again, like, I don't understand that pushback, but that's the take you want to have. You go right ahead. He also adds on Arkansas baseball is Oregon football. Flashy facilities, always in the conversation towards the top, but hasn't ever won anything. Johnny Cake saying, today was an absolute disaster. I don't think that is a take that is going to be seldom on the radio this week. I think a lot of people are going to look at how this regional played out with that type of top. I'm still in a situation again. I think you look at what happened in the regional. I don't know if I can bunch together the season as a whole, but if you want to say the Fayetteville regional was a failure, you can say that. I will not push back, whatever. I think I'll have to, I got to figure out how I want to phrase this season overall, because you were the SEC West winner, division winner in the final season of the divisions in college baseball. So I don't think you can say the season was a failure as a whole, but if you want to say the Fayetteville regional, like if you want to say your postseason was a failure, 0-2 in Hoover, then what you did with only one win in Fayetteville, you go right ahead. Go right ahead. I'm not going to push back on that at all. At all. And like Dave shared that story, I guess a week or so ago, maybe less. It actually might have been on Thursday, excuse me, where he talked about how he ran into someone in Northwest Arkansas. Yeah. And he was like, ah, season, not a great season. And he was like, well, you realize we won the SEC, right? And the fan was like, no, I didn't know that. Well, I think that he's probably going to have another conversation like that or two, if I had to guess. All right, still sifting through some of these texts on the McCarty-Daniel hotline. Not that I don't enjoy reading your texts, but I would still love to hear some calls on this. I know we'll get plenty tomorrow on the Morning Rush, more in halftime, more in Ruskin and Zach on the McCarty-Daniel hotline. We got like 8 off the bat. And then all of a sudden, I guess people are dinner. They're going to mass. They're going to church. They're still texting during church, but they're not calling in. 2 years in a row that we want to try and forget. This is from Hog Wild and Van Buren. He also is, he adds in that ARNS, Arkansas, is not going to win the College World Series. I don't know why he thinks that. People are like reveling in your own pain. You're reveling in your own misery. That is Arkansas baseball right now. And, you know, the phrase misery loves company. Well, that seems to be the case as we continue on here on Hog Reaction. Let's go to Mansfield where Dustin is. He says, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed with how the season ended. I remember a conversation my dad had with me following me going to jail. And that's what he said to me. And it hit. It was pretty true. And, of course, Dave's already talked to his teams, talked to his players. They'll have exit interviews. They'll have the conversations before the MLB draft. And Dave will, again, communicate with Hagan, Payton, Stovall along the way, which is also something to point out. It's the last time we'll ever see Hagan Smith in an Arkansas uniform as a player. Now, he'll probably don some Arkansas stuff. I would guess that he's going to wear that proudly with whatever team he gets drafted by and moving on. Payton Stovall, probably Kendall Diggs. I mean, there's going to be a huge roster turnover next year. Phil knows more about it than I do, but it is going to be really intriguing to see, like, Gabe Gackel, for example, is probably going to be your Friday night starter next year, unless they just pluck someone out of the portal. They bring in some ace out of high school. I mean, even in that situation, we saw what Gackel was for this team as kind of the closer and bullpen guy, but he's probably going to transition to that role next year. There are some facets, like Nolan Susie is going to take on a more prominent role. There are some parts of this team that you should be encouraged by and you're happy to have back next year. And then there's some other guys that you're sad to see go. All right, let's talk to Double B, who's in Bentonville this afternoon. What's up, Double B?
Hey, you know, for baseball teams to go and have success in the postseason, your star players have to play great.
Mm-hmm.
And your good players have to step it up a notch. And the last 2 years, our star players have not played well in the reach. Smith has had two awful outings in his first appearances, and Diggs and Stovall, if I'm not correct, did not do very well this weekend. And we swing for a home run all the time. And that's why we have such a difficult time with these off-speed pitchers. Mm-hmm. But we're geared up to hit that 98-mile-an-hour fastball. Maybe we need to recruit some guys that can pitch rather than just throw. I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Double B, we appreciate your call. So let's start with Payton. The positive. I mean, Payton had a hit today. I can't remember off the top of my head what he did on Friday and what he did on Saturday against K-State. Maybe, Christian, you were doing the post game. Maybe you can refresh my memory. But Payton had the best hitting stats of anyone 2 years ago. He was injured last year, right? And so, I mean, Payton in postseason's been pretty good. Again, you're going to have to help me a little bit with what he did against Kansas State. I think he had a decent game one against SEMO, if I remember that right. Don't have it off the top of my head. Hagan, though, it stinks because of how it went against TCU last year, how it went against K-State Saturday night, because he's so stinking good at times, and we've seen that. But, yeah, he would tell you he underperformed. He didn't live up to his own expectation. Big C, you got the stats of what Payton did?
Two hits, two RBIs.
Yeah. Payton,
not bad.
That's your first rounder right there. Payton did his job. Like this regional was not Payton Stovall's fault at all by any stretch of the imagination.
What Stovall did?
Yeah.
I said Payton Holt, my bad.
Yeah. Well, Payton Holt had another, again, we saw him postseason last year and hits the home run today. He's a guy that seems to really step up in another performance too.
Stovall had one hit last night. He had one hit. It wasn't his best regional, but he's been one of your best hitters.
Like last year, I think he hit like 500, or excuse me, 2 years ago in the Stillwater regional, and he hit like another 400 something in Chapel Hill. Like, Peyton Stovall is not the issue of this baseball team in postseason the last few years. I promise you that. I promise you that. Go look up exactly what he did in those. It was not him at all by any stretch of the imagination. I'm not trying to finger point at anyone in particular, but I will finger point away from Peyton Stovall because it's not, that is not the guy that you want to point fingers with.
Even Wilmsmeyer had a pretty good regional. It just, as a collective unit, it just didn't, it didn't go well.
They ended up, let's see, 6 hits today. Yeah, that's, you got to be around double digits, if not in double digits. They were not able to. It's not like the prowess, like, what's that kid? Wilma's got like a 5.06 ERA on the season. It's not like you were going up against Randy Johnson or Kershaw on the mound today. Yeah. He just, again, that stuff, for whatever reason, because Arkansas never sees it in practice, throws those hitters off. And that slow stuff that you saw today didn't have it. Mike from Gravett with a pretty harsh text said, Hagen Smith can go get his money. He did nothing for us. Mike, do you really feel that way about Hagen Smith, the all-time strikeouts leader in Arkansas? I mean, do you actually feel that way? Do you think he is not sick to his stomach right now, feeling like he let down the team last night? Do you not think that that pressure and that, do you not think that that is killing him right now? The competitor that he is? I'm not saying he's been perfect in his postseason appearances. In fact, you could argue his freshman year was the best postseason he's had. The sophomore junior year did not necessarily go according to plan like he wanted it to. He produced more and more in the regular season. Unfortunately, in the postseason, his sophomore and junior year was not a typical Hagen Smith. But Mike, I don't agree with that, man. I know he's just furious. I don't know if I'd go as far as he's like furious, but I know he's disappointed with himself. And when you didn't get that win last night, I think a lot of fans collectively felt that Arkansas might be in trouble today, and they found themselves in that exact situation. James and Fayetteville call in. If you want to try and call us back, you can do so. I'm going to read some more of these texts here on the McCarty Daniel Hotline. Really appreciate everyone paying attention to our post-game coverage, not just our post-game coverage, but really all regional lawn, Mock Legal Solutions, RVS Bank, and Camping World making it happen. A text out of the 870 saying the pitching coach and Dave Van Horn both pick out 3 or 4 pitchers they try to develop instead of trying to develop all of them. And he feels like it haunts them again. It's not like Dave and Matt aren't coaching the other guys, right? Like, you don't actually think that. Thompson has been able to recognize when the guys are struggling hitting, they start playing small ball. It all falls in the lap of Dave Van Horn. Yeah, I think they're, from the first text, they're developing everyone every single year. They try and do their best. Some guys pan out, some guys don't. It's not like he just picks here. It's not like the Cal thing, right? It's not like Dave's gone to a press conference and say, you know what, I only want 15 players on the roster because that's who I want to focus my intents and efforts. Like, I know there's 27 that play during the course or at least on the roster for each game, but I don't necessarily agree with that text out of the 870. All right, let's go back. James, are you with us this time on the McCarty Daniel Hotline? You there?
Yeah.
Okay, what's up, man?
Yes, sir. Hold on 1 second. So here's what I don't get. You hear everyone want to blame this person, blame that person. It's time that us as fans start blaming the whole team. It don't take 1-2 people to make a team. The whole team has to do good in order to succeed in anything. Mm-hmm. And they just didn't do that. They're just not coming together as a team right now in the postseason. They're just not doing it. And that's the problem. And that's Arkansas' problem. Every time we go into a tournament or something, we fall apart.
So, like, let me ask you this, and we'll go back to him real quick, Christian. So, James, how do you, like, when you say that, like, this year and last year, the two early exits in regional, but, like, what were you saying after 2022 when they barely lost to Ole Miss and they could have been in the College World Series final? Like, were you saying they fell apart? I mean, we have to, when we talk about this baseball team, we have to, this isn't just like 20 straight years of losing the Fayetteville Regional. I mean, you've been in the College World Series since they've been here, 04, 09, 12, 15, 18, 19, 22. I don't want people to write off the success that he's had. I realize it hurts right now, But, like, James, this idea that they fall apart every time, I don't know if I can necessarily get on board on that, man. Do you get where I'm coming from?
I understand where you're coming from. They just didn't bring their A game.
Yeah, and
they just for some reason find the last couple years just fall off their A game, I guess.
Yeah.
Is what I'm trying to say.
Back to back years where you had early exits, and I think that Dave Van Horn will be open and honest and tell you that exact same thing. All right, Dalen is in Hot Springs on the McCarty Daniel Hotline as we venture down south. What's up, Dalen?
What's up, man? About the Ole Miss you were talking about, they were just a better team, man. You know, they were just a better team that year. We were a great team. You know, we didn't fall apart, but this Ole Miss was a better team, obviously, you know. But our pitching staff this year has been great until the end of this postseason. Hagan scared me, and I don't know why we didn't throw him back out in this last game. You know, tried to do something. We had to win this, you know, to play Kansas State, and we just didn't.
Yeah, I think it's really hard. I mean, that's less than 24 hours rest, Dalen. I didn't.
Threw 90-something pitches. Yeah, that's a lot.
Hagan had no chance of playing at all in the first game. I would venture to say he probably wouldn't get a touch in a pitcher. Or excuse me, a hitter in the second game today either, but they didn't make it. So I don't know if I'm on board with that, to be honest, Dalen.
I get that, and I understand that. But what about Gackle? What about starting him out?
Yeah, I mean, you started a fresh Gage Wood, right? He didn't help me out on this, Big C. Gage didn't play last night, did he? Or did he?
No.
Okay, yeah, I thought I was correct in saying that. So you started a fresh Gage Wood. I know Gackle pitched, three innings on Friday night? Yeah, three and a third.
So he was fresh, too.
Well, I mean.
But you got behind.
Yeah.
got behind early.
We all got behind.
Yeah, they get 6-1 at one point.
I appreciate the call, guys.
Yeah, we appreciate you listening here on Hog Reaction. Again, we're still taking a bunch of texts on the McCarty Daniel Hotline, reading them like B.E. in Clarksville. He said you could see the weight of winning these players since they lost A&M. The pressure of winning and pushing to try and chase the game and letting the game come to it is immeasurable. I'm proud of what they did this year. It wasn't our year. I'm still proud of this team. I don't think that's going to be the common text throughout the week. I'm not saying it shouldn't be. I just don't think that a lot of people are going to have that. So maybe it's one of those things where you come around on the success, the regular season success at the end. Again, I've almost separated the two, right? Even though it is a season as a whole. You succeeded the regular season. You won the SEC division title. And I think you were projected to win the SEC preseason. I remember that right by the media, which you got pretty stinking close. Came up narrowly to Tennessee and Kentucky, I guess. But regular season was a success. You won your division. Postseason, though, was a failure. 0-2 in Hoover, didn't even make it to the regional final. I don't know if there's a word that you can pick out that more accurately defines the postseason for Arkansas baseball this year. And I don't even know if it's fair for me to separate the two. But I think that's how you have to do it. Caden in Clarksville said the pitching was fine today. I mean, you gave up 6 runs. It's not like you gave up 12. I mean, you should be able to win a ballpark or a game at home in your own ballpark by just giving up. I mean, we just had Dalen talk about Gage Woods. He wasn't great. 3 innings, 4 hits, 4 runs he gave up. But he wasn't terrible. Like, he wasn't just like, man, from the first inning, he was just awful. It wasn't that situation. I know he gave up that early run, but I think he was terrible. I think the pitchers at least gave you a chance. Arkansas's hitters just didn't come up today. This is a pretty emphatic text out of the 479. It's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed. The past 7 years, the batting average is hitting .176. Fire Nate Thompson. If we could get him, I would. If we could get, I'm guessing he's talking about Tony Vitello, I would make Dave Van Horn retire. So, again, that's going to be the overreaction. I don't know necessarily about the first part. I do wonder, again, if Dave contemplates his coaching staff. He's spoken to the continuity before. I asked him about it before the season began, or maybe it was right as the season began. That is something that I think he has to ask himself. I'm not necessarily sitting here telling you he has to make a move definitively, but I do think he needs to at least ask, whether it's a philosophical standpoint or a coaching staff, do I need to make a move? Like Nick Saban, after a season that They didn't win a national title. A lot of time there was coaching staff changes. And he was shrewd. He was direct. He was blunt. He was honestly inhumane at sometimes in some of the things. But that's why he's the greatest college football coach of all time, because he has to make those hard decisions. Again, I don't know if one needs to be made, but I do think Dave is going to ask himself if one needs to be made. That's kind of where I'm coming from.
It may be kind of like a player personnel type issue where you've got guys that are all really good power hitters, but you know they don't get that big clutch base hit when you need it. And a lot of the teams that we end up losing to in these super regionals and regionals seems like they have guys that can hit it all over the park. And it's like when we're not hitting home runs, we're not doing very well, you know?
Patrick with the message on Facebook saying, we continue to flame out when it matters most. Something has to change. Another message saying runners in scoring position, they were terrible at hitting that way all year. Again, I know that's how you're feeling right now, Patrick. And I know that's how a lot of you, like, that's the first, flaming out and doing that, especially after last year. I think this is, whether it's fair or not, last year, I'm forgetting the word, when you put money and then it your money grows in investments and then it continues to grow based on your dividends.
The stocks?
No, it's when the money, I can quintuple. Someone help me out. Someone in finance help me out. But when that happens, like it's like you combine last year's regional exit with this year's. That's why you feel even worse today, right? Because of what happened against TCU and how dominant they were. And it's not like Kansas State was dominant by any stretch of the imagination last night. Not like Seminole was dominant today, but you lost and you had chances to win, which I know hurts you even more. Clay agreed with this text saying they need to clean house. They do it in the other sports and we haven't won anything if you consider yourself a winner. He considers the Hogs a winner, even though they haven't won national championship. If we're going to keep DVH, I think we need to bring down our expectations. I am very upset. I'm sorry. Yeah, listen, if you want to be upset, I get it. I don't think there's a limit to Arkansas' ceiling with Dave Van Horn. I really, truly believe that. Again, I just wonder if there is going to be a change within that coaching staff. I think that's the biggest question that everyone has. Not Dave. Compounding interest. Thank you, Tommy. Compounding interest. Interest. So, thank God Tommy's listening with some fiscal sense. So, the loss today compounded with last year. Thank God he has had any sort of sense. That's what I'm talking about. That was the word I was looking for, Big C. All right, our final call of the afternoon goes to Chase, who's listening in Fort Smith. Chase, you're on Hog Reaction. You got the final say before we end today's show.
Hey. Hey, you doing?
Good, Chase. What you got for us as we close out with you?
I was at the game today, and I don't know what everybody's talking about. I had a great time. It was a lot of fun. Honestly, it seemed like we played this way all season long. I know we won a lot of games, and Hagan Smith pitched quite a lot better in the past. But for the most part, our hitting hasn't been that great all season long. Our pitching has been off and on all season long. We just managed to get a win at the last second the entire season. And if you watch this the whole season, there were a lot of games we really shouldn't have won, and we lucked out and made it happen. I don't think it's too surprising that we ended the season the way that we did.
Yeah, and I kind of thought that, and we appreciate your call, Chase, as we close out here tonight. I think that's a fair way to approach what happened against the SEMO Redhawks today. It's like he kind of expected it. And at the same time, I kind of thought in the back of my mind that they would all of a sudden just go on this run after what happened in the postseason. But it didn't happen that way.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.